John Doe first came to prominence as part of the Los Angeles punk rock band X in the late 70s. In X, with his wife Exene Cervenka, Doe created bittersweet harmonies about being poor and feeling alienated in a show business town. Doe and Exene are no longer together and each pursue solo careers. Doe has just put out a new collection called The John Doe Thing, Kissing So Hard, and it explores many of his old themes. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
If you haven't heard him much, it takes a little while to get used to John Doe's slightly flat voice and flatly inflected phrasing. It's a voice that suggests, above all else, persistence. 2 decades ago, someone like Doe would have been told he didn't have the technical equipment to be a lead singer. Punk rock took care of that quite nicely by establishing that anyone was capable of making interesting music if you had the will to just go out and do it. By now, John Doe is such a pro, his performances have an assured authority that's beautiful to hear.
Made of rocks a lot bigger than me. Made of rocks a lot stronger than me. But I'm always missing, walking through the fluorescent tunnel. Breaking up a young Latin couple, plastered to the wall, kissing so hard.
John Doe's songs on Kissing So Hard are often intensely romantic, full of images about fractured love affairs and lonely nights spent regretting past mistakes. But at least once on this album, on a song called Liar's Market, Doe summons up a slow, steady rage that's so firmly intense it recalls nothing so much as Bob Dylan's bitter anger on Like a Rolling Stone. On Liar's Market, Doe is joined by his ex-wife for some astringent harmonies.
You look good in black. Your widow happy on your best friend's arm. Your waxy face, it makes me laugh. How you thought I respected you. Nobody's gonna visit your grave, 'cause they all hated you. The national boss is gonna use your wake to find somebody new who's a fake like you. It's a liar's market, and I'm trying to sell the truth. If I could be a liar, I would be a big shot just.
Although Doe strives to keep his melodies simple, there are a lot of complicated implications inside them. He's clearly consumed the whole history of rock and roll. Rockabilly means as much to him as punk did. But there's a high, lonesome moan in his voice that tells you he's also listened to lots of country and blues music. And on many songs here, Doe tells stories like a folk singer, taking you into his confidence. He's managed to become much more than the sum of his influences.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed The John Doe Thing, Kissing So Hard.